We still have Mrs. May talking about coming back for a third meaningful vote, or meaningless vote, I think we should perhaps be calling them. She's been kicked in the teeth twice now, the worst defeat any government has ever had, and yet she still soldiers on. She probably hasn't even got a government, and still saying that the will of the people 2.5 years ago, it has to stand, we can't change our mind. For me, if the MPs can change their mind within the next week, she keeps saying, change your mind, vote for my deal, then why can't the people? We've heard from Mr. Tux this morning that he would accept an extension so that we put it to the people, and that is the only sensible way out of this impasse. A vote on the deal. Now we know what the deal is, just like in the Good Friday Agreement. You know, they did all the negotiations, had the agreement, then put it to the people. When we came into the European Union, they did all the negotiations, then put it to the people. Now, why we've done all the negotiations, now put it back to the people. The people are the sovereignty of this country, and they have a right to vote on this deal.
You mentioned Donald Tusk, President of the European Council. I mean, he did hint that he would accept a long extension, but he did say, you know, there were some caveats in there that the UK would need to be clear, really, on where it was heading. And we're not at the moment in that position, are we?
No, but we have done 2 years of negotiations. The best deal that the European Union, that both parties have come to. And they want to know why they want an extension, and they will give us an extension, I'm certain, if we say we want to put it back to the people. Or Mrs. May goes and we change the red lines, then they would do a renegotiation if that's different. But they're saying that we will give you an extension for a reason.
How long an extension would you advocate, or how long do you think we need?
Well, I would say if we were going to go for a people's vote, we need at least a year, because the legislation to get through a referendum and that type of legislation takes time. 12 months would be time enough. It does mean that we would have to run European elections, but that's fine. That means that we've got MEPs here around the table setting up the rules that we will have to sign up to, even if we go into a customs union. At least that gives us another 12 months of rule setting, because once we're out, we have to comply, but we have no say.